The House Budget Committee advanced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill Monday, clearing the first major hurdle for the measure. The 591-page bill passed out of committee by a mostly party-line vote of 19-16. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants to see a vote on that bill by the full House by the end of this week. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says too much of that bill has nothing to do with COVID relief. The California Republican tells Fox News it's more about spending than helping.
Because the Democrats have taken over now, this is what happens. $100 million for a tunnel just outside of Nancy Pelosi's district. Millions of dollars for a bridge that Schumer wants. Not for a COVID bill. This isn't a transportation bill. And now that we're finding that they're putting more money in for education, but they just passed $68 billion for education. They've only spent four of it. The money they're passing in this bill doesn't even come to fruition until another year going forward. It does nothing to help moving forward. It's what the Democrats always want to do, spend more money from a hardworking taxpayer.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The House Budget Committee advanced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill Monday, clearing the first major hurdle for the measure. The 591-page bill passed out of committee by a mostly party-aligned vote of 19-16. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants to see a vote on that bill by the full House by the end of this week. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says too much of that bill has nothing to do with COVID relief. The California Republican tells Fox News it's more about spending than helping.
Because the Democrats have taken over now, this is what happens. $100 million for a tunnel just outside of Nancy Pelosi's district. Millions of dollars for a bridge that Schumer wants. Not for a COVID bill. This isn't a transportation bill. And now that we're finding that they're putting more money in for education, but they just passed $68 billion for education. They've only spent four of it. The money they're passing in this bill doesn't even come to fruition until another year going forward. It does nothing to help moving forward. It's what the Democrats always want to do, spend more money from a hardworking taxpayer.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden's pick for Attorney General Merrick Garland was before a Senate committee on Monday, testifying in his confirmation hearing. He told senators that he was not the president's lawyer and had no intention of letting his work be interfered with.
This is a hard question of constitutional law, but I do not expect it to be a question for me. As I said, as I just said to you, the president has promised that those decisions will only be made by the attorney general, and that is what I plan to do. I do not plan to be interfered with by anyone. I expect the Justice Department will make its own decisions in this regard.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley asked Garland whether he'd discuss the investigation into Hunter Biden with the president.
I have not. The president made abundantly clear in every public statement before and after my nomination that decisions about investigations and prosecutions will be left to the Justice Department. That was the reason that I was willing to take on this job. And so the answer to your question is no.
Garland also responded to a question from Missouri Senator Josh Hawley about defunding the police.
You know, we saw how difficult the lives of police officers were in the body cam videos we saw when they were defending the Capitol. I do believe, and President Biden believes in giving resources to police departments to help them reform and gain the trust of their communities.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.